morning. This is KWSO News. A power outage in the area has residents in Warm Springs, Culver, Madras, and Maupin without power this morning. The first report was recorded at about 5:43 a.m. this morning, and Pacific Power has informed residents that crews are aware of the outage and are working on it. They estimate that they will have power restored by 9 a.m. this morning. We'll keep you updated on the KWSO website. They estimated that there have been almost 1,000 customers affected by the power outage. The massive infrastructure bill signed earlier this year promises to bring change to Native American tribes that lack clean water or indoor plumbing through the largest single infusion of money into Indian country. It includes $3.5 billion for the Federal Indian Health Service, which provides health care to more than 2 million Native Americans and Alaska Natives. It also delivers money for water projects through other federal agencies. Tribal leaders say the funding is welcome, but won't make up for decades of neglect from the U.S. government. A list of sanitation deficiencies includes more than 1,500 tribal projects, from septic systems to pipelines. Things are changing at the Warm Springs Health and Wellness Center. They no longer have a gate monitor, so local residents can now feel free to park and find your way to the green tent sign at the main entrance. There will be personnel outside to assist with directions wearing bright green. Pharmacy patients will be able to start entering the building for pickup as well, with screening just before you enter. Patients that have been unable to see their primary care provider, the provider teams will soon be reaching out to schedule visits with patients that have not been seen in the clinic in more than a year. They are working on several tests of change, and this one is to give more flexibility and options to see your primary care provider team. To meet your needs, they are offering both same-day and future appointments. A Portland brewery has joined Bow and Arrow Brewing out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in a beer program that is highlighting the history of Native people while raising funds for Indigenous organizations through collaborative craft beer outreach. Portland's Ruse Brewing heard about the project and immediately reached out to participate. The Native Land Hazy IPA by Ruse Brewing is based on a recipe created by Bow and Arrow Brewing with Ruse's own signature style of hopping, and inspired by the culture and people that called this land home. Ruse Brewing co-founders Sean Callis and Devin Benware did some research about which tribe is the one their brewery rests on in Portland. They found out it was the Clackamas and Multnomah tribes, which are included under the Grand Ronde tribe. Bow and Arrow Brewing is the first Native woman-owned brewery in the country, as well as one of the few LGBTQ ones founded in 2016 by Shyla Shepherd, who is part of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, and her wife Missy Begay of the Navajo Nation. A group that wants to move Oregon's border so that conservative counties can join Idaho is making a renewed push to get on local ballots in 2022. The newest development is that Douglas County voters will have a second chance to vote on this next May after having shot down an advisory question about switching allegiances a couple of years ago. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on what's happening.
The thinking behind the movement to merge eastern and southern Oregon counties into what would become known as Greater Idaho is that the red state is a better fit philosophically for these folks than blue Oregon. Earlier this month, petitioners submitted more than enough voter signatures to qualify citizen initiatives for the May 2022 ballot in Klamath County and Douglas County. One or two or three additional counties from northeast and southwest Oregon may vote at the same time if active petition drives succeed there. The leader of the Greater Idaho Committee says the county ballot measures are mainly designed to signal local sentiment. Actually moving the state border would involve an agreement between both state legislatures, not the counties, and then approval of Congress. So far, the idea is not getting traction among the Democrats in charge in Salem and a lukewarm response from Idaho's leadership. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
And now a look into sports. Thursday night primetime NFL action has the San Francisco 49ers on the road to take on the Tennessee Titans. Both teams are in a push for the playoffs, as Tennessee is currently the top seed in the AFC South ahead of the Indianapolis Colts by one game. The 49ers, on the other hand, are fighting to make the playoffs as they currently are third in the NFC West behind the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. The 49ers are currently sixth in the NFC playoff standings but need to keep winning to keep themselves in the playoff hunt. The Titans are currently third in the AFC playoff hunt and are hoping to win out to try to secure the number one seed to have a bye and home field advantage. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.